The world is now looking to America for leadership and for a clear-eyed understanding of the threat. ISIS is now responsible for more than 60 terrorist plots against Western targets, including 18 in the United States. Here at home, we have arrested more than 70 ISIS supporters over the last year. That's on average more than one per week. And the FBI says that it has nearly 1,000 ISIS-related investigations in all 50 states. If this is not a war, then I don't know what is. America cannot wait for terrorists to launch their next attack. The security of the free world depends on our response, and we must respond immediately. We can start by securing the homeland. Our task force report will not sit on the shelf. We are taking action to turn our recommendations into reality. Soon we will release legislation designed to help close security loopholes and keep terrorists from reaching our shores. We will also work to make sure terrorists do not infiltrate refugee flows to sneak into our country, as some apparently did to reach France. Today, we released a report laying out the preliminary findings of a nearly year-long investigation into counterterrorism challenges associated with Syrian refugee flows. The results of this review are sobering. While we are proud of our humanitarian tradition of welcoming refugees into our country, this is a special case. The President's own intelligence and law enforcement officials have warned this committee of the risk involved with the Syrian refugee program in the high-threat environment, and I have to take them at their word. I've called upon the President to temporarily suspend Syrian refugee admissions into the United States until we can improve the screening and vetting process. But we cannot wait for the President to take action. Congress will act immediately to make sure the system is more secure.